Good evening to each and every one of you. We have made it to another Thursday, and we thank you for tuning in to this Thursday evening with A View of the Kingdom out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. You've heard of the song, "We've Come This Far by Faith." Well, welcome to this week's segment on Let's Do a Radio. Whether you walk by faith and not by sight, the topic being brought to the worldwide listening audience is Overcoming by Faith. It is Thursday, August 11th, 2022, and I'm broadcasting to you worldwide, and you are listening to the voice of me, Miss Inez, your hostess for the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anais.Ku Designs. And to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you can cash app to $ANAISEVALCOUR or to Venmo at @MZ-INEZ, or if you know my number, you can Zelle me. So, to join into the conversation, you can call us at 845-241-9985. And let's get started with this topic, Overcoming by Faith, after we introduce our presenter, followed by our word of prayer, and we'll begin the discussion. Overcoming by Faith. And our presenter for this evening is none other than Miss Stephanie Jordan. And she teaches our, I'm just going to say, all young ladies, baby girls, teenagers, adults, anything on the female side, God's blueprint for the ideal woman. So please put your hands together as we bring her on and we see a beautiful little girl. And amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. It's in your hands.
Praise
yes. Yes.
Praise
yes,
God.
Yes.
Praise God. I do apologize
amen.
For any background noise. Praise God. I'm on my way to my destination. But yet God is
uh-huh.
good. Heavenly Father, in
all
the name
time.
Of Jesus, oh,
yes.
God, we glorify you on today. We're praising you and
yes.
thanking you, Lord, for another day. Lord God, another opportunity that we have come together, Lord God, to
yes.
learn of you,
yes.
to talk to you, Lord God, to praise
yes.
you, to give you glory. And, Lord God, just
amen.
To learn of who you are and what you would have us to be.
Yes.
Lord God, as
yes.
each and every
yes.
listener's as they're coming on, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would open up their hearts and minds to receive what you would have, Lord
yes,
God,
thank
to present
you, thank
to them
you,
today.
Thank you.
Lord God, that they will realize, Lord God, that we walk, we live, we breathe, we think, Lord God, we even exist only by faith, Lord God.
Yes,
it's by your
yes.
perfect gift and your will, Lord God, that everything is as well as it is. Lord God,
yes,
we're thanking
yes.
you, Lord God, for we know, Lord God, that eyes will be open and hearts will be receptive to receive what
yes.
up there, Lord, using this Lord God, this vessel, Lord, you take control, Lord God. It is well.
Thank
and we
you.
Give you the glory and
yes.
praise in Jesus' name.
And his precious
and
name.
And praise
yes.
God.
Amen. Now you're sounding kind of, okay, we may lose you because you sound kind of robotic-y. So if you're driving, you may be going through a bad area, so I'll let you know. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah, you may have to call
God.
Back in.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that. Just a moment. Let me see about this. Praise God, because
okay.
we don't want the devil again. What about
not
this?
Today.
Is it any better?
Perfect.
Ma'am.
That is perfect. Thank you. Yes, perfect.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, Lord God, I
mm-hmm.
thank God that the last time I had spoken with you all, I've turned a year older.
Well,
praise
amen.
God.
Happy birthday.
Thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. And I take this thing.
Okay. We are
and,
getting.
Today.
Yes.
Praise God.
You lost me there for a hot second. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, okay. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Lord. No. Thank you, Lord God.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus. Is it any better?
That's a lot
praise
better, yeah.
God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's a lot better. Okay, well, praise God. It should be clear from this point on. I'm claiming it. Praise God.
Okay.
Praise God.
Amen.
But our subject today is overcoming by faith. Overcoming
yes.
by faith. You know,
praise God, when we think of the word faith, I know we all go back to when we were children. It says that faith is stepping out on nothing. Stepping out on what you cannot see. Stepping out on what you cannot touch. It's believing it for the sake of believing. Praise God. You can't see faith. You can't touch faith. Praise God. But faith is alive and well. Praise God. And we're going to come out of the book of Joshua chapter 5. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. So if someone would, because I'm not in the position to read that at this very moment, but in a few seconds I will be. But Joshua chapter 5. Praise God. And if you read like verse 1 through, we'll say 1 through 6. Praise God.
1 through 6.
Joshua.
Okay. And it came. Joshua 5, 1 through 6. And it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel too. At that time the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. One time is too much, the second time, three. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskin. Four. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Five. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. Six. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, and to whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers, that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. That was six.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And right now we're talking about Joshua. And it's a powerful. Joshua is a powerful book. Because one thing about it, Joshua started out young. He started out young following the guidance and the teachings of Moses. Praise God.
Okay.
And Joshua, even at a young age, Joshua, he displayed faith. Because he watched, he saw what God did and the miracles he performed when he was walking with Moses and the children of Israel without wandering the desert, praise God, for 40 years. Praise God. And what Joshua did, even when he saw extenuating circumstances, Joshua still believed. He didn't just believe in his mind, but he believed and he spoke out. Even what he could not see, what he could not, Lord God, comprehend, he still believed and trusted God. He leaned not on his own understanding, but he believed because when he knew that when God spoke it, it came to pass. And during the time of Joshua, praise God, we see that God, he used ordinary people. Joshua was not any different than you or me or anyone that we see walking this earth on today. Joshua was no different. You know, a lot of times we hear about different heroes in the Bible, we always think that they were supernatural, you know, Superman or Wonder Woman, but it wasn't. God said he uses the foolish thing to confound the wise. And so what God did, he used Joshua. Just like you and I, he was a man that believed because God was a miraculous, awesome, supernatural being that he could not explain. But he saw and he witnessed what trusting God would do.
Praise God. And we have to get in our minds that God has not stopped performing his miracles just because we're living in 2022. God is still a miracle-working God. But the thing about it is, God requires something of each and every one of us. And you know what that is? It's faith. You have to believe.
Just believe.
You have to believe. You have to believe what you cannot see. You have to take God at his word. You have to trust him. Even though we know we can't put our hands on him, but praise God, God can touch us. We know we cannot see him, his physical being, praise God, because if you go back and even read in the book, even the Deuteronomy, he was talking, he was telling Moses, Moses wanted to see him. But God told him, no man has looked on him. And people have to understand, God is, he is so, oh my God, I can't even begin to explain. God is so powerful. God is so awesome that we all, we as people try to bring God down to our mere understanding. But that's not the way it works. God says his ways are higher than ours. This is in Isaiah 55. His ideas, his ways, his plans, his thoughts, everything is far beyond we can ever imagine or think. But praise God, but he lets us know, even when you wake up every morning, praise God, that I am there. When you see the sky, you know that God is there. When you feel the breath coming in and leaving out of your body, you know God is there. But we we also have to realize that faith is saying with boldness what God has already said. That's the thing about faith. Faith, it doesn't take anything other than for you to believe. That's all it takes. Not wavering, not doubting, not trying to figure it out, but standing on what God says. When God says do, it's not up to us to try to figure out how, what way, what will happen, but it's for us to obey God. And that's the only way our faith is going to grow. But back to the story of Joshua. Joshua, praise God, being that God has chosen him to lead his people in the place of Moses. When he took Moses, the Lord passed the mantle down to Joshua. And Joshua, he was a young man of faith, and he continued to grow in faith. And God continued to tell him, even after the death of Moses, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And God is telling us that today. As well as he was with Joshua, he is with you. He is with you, and he is with you. He said, I will be to you just what you let me be. God said, I don't care what the circumstances are, I'm God. He don't care what the obstacles look like, I'm God. Because even in the story of Joshua, praise God, Joshua, he came against some serious attacks, praise God, but God had already made him a promise. God has made us promises. And you might say, when did he make me a promise? Go back and pick up your Bible. He told you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, he promised, he said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. Yes, God said it. He left promises for you. He told you, this is what I'll do for you. But you have to believe that what God says he will do, that he will do. He is able. Now, I might not be able to do as much. I can try to do something. But one thing about it, in God, there is no failure. There is no slack or lack. Praise God. And Joshua, as he led the people, even as the people, they watched Joshua. They listened to him. They believed, and they took him at his word because they, even when they was walking in accordance and in obedience with how Joshua was leading, what happened? They continued to prosper. They continued to flourish. And that was a task that God had sent for Joshua to perform. But the thing about it, it was a promise God had made to Joshua. He said, you shall overtake Jericho. That is yours. But the thing about it, when they went and looked, they saw that Jericho was inhabited. It was inhabited, and not only was it inhabited with people, but it was a walled city. A walled city. Meaning, in our minds, we feel like it's impenetrable. And by human standards, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fortress.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
God told Joshua, and Joshua didn't hesitate. He didn't try to figure it out. He didn't ask any
mm-hmm.
questions. What Joshua did,
mm-hmm.
he said, Lord, if you said it, praise God,
mm-hmm.
so shall it be.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he prepared the people. Sometimes when God would have you to do something, you can't tell everybody everything. People will come and whisper in your ear, and where you have faith,
mm-hmm.
if it's not strong, people will come and begin to try to bring doubt. Yes,
mm-hmm.
doubt in
mm-hmm.
your mind. Try to whisper in your
mm-hmm.
ear to plant that seed. But Joshua
mm-hmm.
wasn't going. Praise God. Joshua wasn't hearing anything. And he told the people what to do and how to do it. Because remember, Joshua wasn't just anyone. He was, at this time, he was leading an army. So I would consider him as a general. Praise God. And when the general told the people, praise God, that this is what we're going to do, he
uh-huh.
gave them instructions just as God gave Joshua instructions. Joshua, again, he didn't try to figure it out. He just obeyed. And so that's what I want you to think about in your life. What's going on in your life that, according to your circumstance, according to man, it looks impossible?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it a bill? Is it bills you have to pay and not enough money?
Yeah.
Is it a sickness that the doctor had diagnosed you with?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a job that you're asking God for and it hasn't come through yet?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, God said by faith,
mm-hmm.
you can overcome it. You can overcome it. Praise God. Just as Joshua has overcome. That's why so many of these passages are left in the Word, in this Bible, so that we can go back and reflect,
mm-hmm.
so that we can be reminded that the same people with like minds, same people that's walking on this earth, that once walked on this earth, the same people
mm-hmm.
who inhale and exhale, average
mm-hmm.
people, they believed and trusted God. And that's what you have to do. You have to believe and trust God. You have to ask yourself, okay, what am I facing today? Whereas I would need to overcome by faith. We all know the situation. We all know the circumstance. But you ask yourself, okay, what do I need to overcome? What?
Hmm.
And then once you come up with it, it won't take long, that's when you start presenting it to the Lord. He already knows what's going on in your life anyway. He knows about the situation and the circumstance. Remember, he's Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Yes, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what was going to happen before it even formed, and he knows what the end result is going to be. But God wants you to trust him. He wants you to believe, just as Joshua. Joshua told the people, praise God. He said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And do you not know sometimes when God has you to do something, it may not make sense. It may not look right, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes it don't even add up. But God's multiplication, God's doing, God's way, we can't even begin to understand. But praise God, he wants us to obey him and just step out on what we cannot see. He wants us to step out on what we don't understand. And that's what Joshua did. Joshua told the people, this is what we're going to do. He didn't ask, what do you think? He didn't consult with anybody. If you notice, Joshua told them. He said, this is what we're going to do. And when you sit back and look at it and listen to what God told him to do, it didn't make sense. Okay. Here it is. He told a group of people, this is what we're going to do. A huge group of people, an army. He said, we're going to walk around this walled city. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
A wall city.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to walk around it. And now, if this is a city and it's walled, you know it's big. You know the parameters is huge. So therefore, they had to walk around. And the Lord gave them instructions for 6 days, walk around the entire city and don't say one word. Now, that's powerful all in itself. How many times can we get up and go to work and say, you know what, I'm not going to say anything? And before you can even get out the door, you'll pick up that phone, answer that phone, and had a full-fledged conversation. I mean, when God says don't say anything, God, he has a reason and a purpose behind everything that he tells us to do. Even when we can't understand, he just wants us to obey. Faith, if we can remember this, is the link that binds our nothingness to his almightiness. Faith is the link that binds our nothingness to his almightiness. It's faith that gets the job done. And that's what got the job done with Joshua. He told the people what to do. This is what we're going to do. And they followed his instructions to the T. They worship by faith. They continue to walk around by faith, going along with what Joshua said, because they knew that Joshua was leading them from God's instructions. But one thing about it, while looking and thinking, Joshua, he became aware that what he was doing, a lot of people, they wouldn't understand. But he said he had faith to trust that God was going to do just what he said he was going to do. And do you not know that as they began to walk around that walled city and they didn't say anything, can you imagine what was going through their minds? Can you imagine that you have a sickness that the doctor has diagnosed someone in your family with, and it was not a good diagnosis, and you had someone to come up to you and they said, well, you know what, we're going to pray and believe God.
Right.
You know, a lot of times when we're faced with difficulties, we're so focused on the difficulty that we take our eyes off the problem, Father. Think about it. With everything, it don't take long. You can think back in your mind of some situation, some circumstance that took place in your life, and your eyes were so focused on it that you couldn't even look at God. You couldn't even hear God. You couldn't even come up with a scripture because we were so focused on the problem, on the sickness, on the lack, that we could not trust God. God is the healer. God who's the provider. God who is the way out of no way. But God said, put your trust, your faith in him and him alone because God can bring you out. God can make a way. But in order for this to take place, you have to have faith and you have to obey. You have to step out on what you cannot see. You have to stand on what God said. Reach back into the archives of the blessings that God has poured out on you, even in the past, the way that he's made. God said, I haven't changed. I'm the same God. And that's what Joshua believed. Joshua knew that he was the same God that brought him through the wilderness. He was the same God that provided water in a desert place. He was the same God that when they didn't have food, that God provided food in the midst of a desert surrounding. God provided.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
And what Joshua did, he continued to press forward. The people continued to press forward, even when it didn't make sense. But Joshua didn't focus on that. Joshua realized God made him a promise. God said, you will overcome. You will overtake. You are a conqueror. That's what he told Joshua. And Joshua believed. And he didn't just believe in words, but he believed in deed. How do we know this? Because he got up and he walked around that walled city with that army 6 days. And then the Lord came back and he told him, not only that, he said on the seventh day, he gave him instruction. This is what you and the people are to do. He said, you are the people not to try to throw arrows or try to get this barricade, I mean, this ram and try to knock down this wall, not trying to find out a way if there was an underground tunnel, not any of those ideas did God give Joshua. But he gave him something to do that we would say was crazy. In our little way of thinking, we said, that don't make sense. But he told Joshua, and he said, what I want you to do, he said, I want you to tell the priest, praise God. This is, I moved to Joshua chapter 6, praise God, and verse 5, praise God. And this, well, it says in verse 5, Joshua chapter 6, verse 5, it says, it shall come to pass when they make a loud blast with the ram's horn. This is what the Lord told Joshua to tell the people to do. Make a loud blast. These are the priests. The priests take care of this horn. And he said, after you make a complete round, seven times, or this is the seventh day, 6 days, walk around the city and don't say a word. On the seventh day, walk around the walled city seven times. Praise God. And on the seventh time, priests, blow the trumpet. Make this sound. And when you hear, this is all of the people, when they hear this trumpet, that the people will shout a great shout, then the wall of the city will fall down. Now, when you heard that, first thing you would have said was, what? What did you say? A shout is going to bring down a wall?
What?
But you know what they did? They didn't even think about it. They obeyed.
They instantly obeyed.
Praise God. And when they instantly obeyed, what happened? The walls came tumbling down. You know, that's an old song. That's an old song.
The walls
of Jericho.
Praise God. It happened
right then. But you know what? It took some work. See, one thing about faith, people believe that faith is just something that you believe, but it says that faith without works is dead. If you want to overcome in faith, by faith, you have to first believe that whatever you ask God for, that it will be done. You have to believe that, but then you have to put in some work. You have to do everything that you're supposed to do. And in this case, God told them to walk around the city and not say anything. God may tell you to give your last. But if I give my last, how am I going to pay this bill? God said, trust me. Have faith. God may, he may say, well, don't go to
the
doctor. Praise God. He might say, don't go to the doctor. He might say that. You know, a lot of people, well, oh, the doctor is where the healing comes from. But God said, I am a healer. I am the healer. Praise God. And he can heal us of any sickness or disease. But you have to first have the work to do it. You don't just say, okay, I need this extra money, and then somebody comes along and say, hey, if I can get you to come over here and put my trash can out, I'm not gonna do that. I need some money. But you don't know how God is gonna work. So the thing
about it
is you don't try to figure it out. God will make a way where there is no way. God will have a door open where there was no door. But the thing about it
is
you have to have the faith to believe that whatever it is, not try to make it happen, but when God presents, you have to walk through it.
Yes.
You have to accept it. And what Joshua did, even though he was a mighty man of valor, Joshua was a man that knew war. He knew how to fight. But this is one of those times God did not require him to lift a finger. It required him to lift his voice. Praise God. To lift his voice and to believe. And so that's what I'm telling each one of you. The Lord told Joshua to walk around the city. Maybe the Lord is telling you to stand still. Maybe the Lord is telling you to humble yourself. Humble yourself and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Maybe the Lord is telling you to go to that brother or that sister and ask them to forgive you, and then the door can be open. But the thing about it is you have to believe that whatever you ask God for, you're not trying to figure out how he's going to do it. You don't even try to make
That's
it
right.
happen. But you obey God. You trust him as
That's
Joshua
right.
did. Yes, Joshua, he had all kinds of obstacles coming his way. He had so many people that were dependent on him. But Joshua had already known that he couldn't do it by his own strength and power. He couldn't make a way. He couldn't tear it down. But he knew who could. And he put his trust in God and God alone. And that's what we must do. We must put our faith in God and God alone. And sometimes, you know what that might require you to do? It may require you to wait. It might require you to wait, to stand still, to hold what you got. Because you don't know what God is doing behind the scenes. See, God
That's
was
right.
teaching a great lesson, and the great lesson is patience. Look at what God told Joshua. He told them that you're going to overtake Jericho. You're going to conquer them. But it didn't happen instantly. It took days, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, their faith was being built up. Their trust was totally in God. They saw that they didn't even have weapons. God told them to walk in silence. God didn't tell any spy to go and look and see and search. He told them to walk in silence. And this was building up their faith. Their patience was being tested, praise God, and they were learning that all their trust had to be in God. I know that you probably asked the Lord for different things. You probably asked the Lord, Lord God, this is what I need, and I need it by this time. And God hasn't responded. God hasn't made a way. He hadn't opened that door. But what are you doing while you're waiting on God to do that? Are you trusting him? Are you reading his words, reading and finding passages of scriptures that's talking about faith, talking about different ones that waited on God and how God made a way out of no way, how even God, even if he don't make a way, that he can turn that situation around, that what you thought you needed, God made a way where you didn't even need it. Praise God. Or even how you might be looking at the time, and it's like, the time is drawing near, the time is drawing near. And God can make a way where a person can put it off. Or something could happen and on their end that the ones that's needing or requesting what you don't have, that their system goes down. You don't know how God will work. We don't know. But the thing about it is we have to wait on God. We have to trust him. Because all this is involving faith. We have to be patient. Can you just imagine when they was walking around in silence around that city, knowing that they were going to overcome the city, but knowing that it wasn't going to be by their strength? Because if it was, they would have been doing something other than just walking and walking in silence, not coming together trying to form a strategy, but they were walking in silence. Praise God. We ask ourselves, when, oh Lord, when, Lord God, I've waited and I've been trusting on you, when, God said, when I get ready. You know, when you tell your children, you know, when we were young, when we were kids, you know, even now for those who have children or even grandchildren, and the child wants something or we wanted something, and the parent would tell them to sit down and wait a minute. It's like, before we wait on them, you're waiting because I said so. And that's what God is telling us. You know, we sit back and we're like, Lord, why? When? When I get ready. When I say so. In my time. We can't
in my
pressure
time,
God.
That's right.
We can't push God. God does not move like man. Everything's happening in God's timing. God is time. And he knows that when God's will come to pass, it's perfect and the timing is perfect. Oh, there's so many times that you know, we just desire so much of God. And you know, we would always look at, okay, we have a deadline. But God said, I'm God. You know, God don't work by deadline. God works by his will and his timing. And that's what happened with Joshua. We don't understand why it was on the seventh day. We don't understand that. And the Bible doesn't go into any detail. It doesn't even elaborate on that. But it lets us see that this is the instruction that God has given Joshua.
Yeah.
God has given us
instruction.
Each and every one that's under the sound of my voice, God has given us instruction. God knows our end from the beginning. Know that God, he's God alone. And that whatever God tells you to do, God is going to get the glory. God is going to get the glory. Not us, not our situation, not how often you pray, how long you pray, but it's going to be by the mighty hand of God. And see, God, sometimes he'll allow things to be delayed so that we can be humble to realize it's not by our education, it's not by our degrees, it's not by our much speaking, but it's by the will and the way of God. That's why even in Joshua's story, it didn't make sense. But God lets us see it wasn't about making sense. It was about obeying God. It was about having faith that what God spoke shall be. When God said it shall, that's a promise. God is not like us. God cannot lie. So whatever God says, it shall be. But the thing about it, we, and with our smart selves, we actually can delay. Or we can actually make, you know, have it so far off because of our disobedience. God can have it right there at our fingertips. And we may say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing.
Right.
Act inappropriately. And that right there will have God delaying what could have been an instant reply or response to whatever our need was. It's not that God is not faithful. He's faithful, but God requires something of us, each and every one of us. God requires something of us. He requires
yes,
us
he does.
To have faith. He requires us to obey. He requires us to believe. And he requires us to trust him. And this message is as much for me as it is for anyone else on this line, because none of us are exempt from a lack of faith, but we're to build ourselves up by reading the Word of God. That's why he tells us to study the Word of God. That's why he says to read and eat of it every day, because, see, God's ways are not like ours. God's thoughts are not like ours. We cannot dare bring God down to our way of thinking. God can make a way out of no way. We can't. We can't do anything but what God allows. And if we want we want the supernatural blessings of God, we want to be overcomers, we want that thing that we can't see how the way is going to be made, you have to have faith in the true and living God. You cannot put faith in money, and you cannot put faith in man. You have to put faith in God. You cannot put faith in your job. You can't put faith in mama and daddy. You have to have faith in God and God alone. Remember that God, he loves us, and he only wants the best for us. He only wants us to do his will, to serve him. That's why he created us. He created us to serve him, to walk in obedience, to love him and love everyone unconditionally. And that's what Joshua did. You know he had some hard times. Think about it. I don't know if you ever have supervised anyone, but if you have a supervisor, I don't care if it wasn't for five people, it's going to be somebody to act up. Somebody. And so Joshua, think about it. Joshua, he led a nation. He led a nation. And to have a nation to come together on one accord, walking in silence, that's powerful. And God don't even require all that of us. We don't have to walk around a walled city. God said, trust me.
Amen.
Believe me. Do what I tell you to do, even when it don't make sense. Do what I tell you to do, even when it's inconvenient. Mm-hmm. Do what I tell you to do without wavering, without questioning. Praise God. And that, again, this is as much for me as it is for each and every one on this line. Because there's somebody on this line, they're reeking with guilt, uncertainty. Even if you have committed a terrible sin that's thundering through your soul, you know how you have committed that sin and seem like everywhere you turn, it's like your mind is just reeking and fear and discomfort and you know, it's just like the sin is tormenting you. It's both night and day, you have this sin weighing upon your mind. All you have to do is read the Word of God. Repent. It's just that simple. Mm. Repent and turn from it. Repent. Yeah. God, He wants you to have peace in your mind, peace in your heart. He wants your faith to grow, that you would trust in Him. But we first have to come empty, broken, and low. Praise God. Because then and only then can God work with you. Then and only then can God build you up. And as you continue to read the Word of God, He will strengthen you. He will remind you that if I did it then, I can do it now. Praise God. God said He wants us to cleanse ourselves, cleanse our minds, cleanse our hearts. See, the enemy wants us to stay burdened down. He wants us to live in fear, because fear brings torture. Fear brings discomfort.
Yes, yes.
Fear, so many people, they're on medication because they're fearing. When God said not to fear, have faith.
Not
to waver, but to worship. Not to doubt, but to trust Him. And God said, I will be, I will do, I will supply whatever it is that we need. But we have to have faith to believe that. We have to have faith that God can bring us out of any situation, whatever it is. Even if you're in an unholy, unhealthy relationship, ask God, what would you have me to do? God will give you a way out, but you got to take it. Even if it's a battle in your mind. God said, I didn't tell you to battle anything.
Right.
And because we're in this world, we're not to be of this world.
We do see
things. We see things. We hear things.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, don't be conformed to this world. We're only pilgrims passing through. This is not our home. But in order to even begin to walk in that peace that God offers, we have to surrender it all to Him. We have to trust God, just like Joshua trusted God. And when the time came, praise God, that walled city came down. What is that walled city in your life? There's a walled city in your life. In each one of our lives, there's a walled city. And that walled city is stopping you from moving forward. It's stopping you from getting through. It's stopping you from having that joy and peace that God said we can have. It's stopping you. A wall is there to stop and block you from getting on the other side. What is it? And once you acknowledge whatever it is, and then that's when you give it to God. And you say, Lord, help me. Lord, show me. Lord, what should I do? And if you don't hear God respond right away, you know what you need to do?
Stand still.
And wait. Trust God. Know that God will make a way. Know that God has already made a way. You're just trying to get to the way that's already made. God already, He has the end result. You just have to get to the end result. God already has the door open. You just have to walk through the door. And you keep saying these things. How do I do it? How do I do it? Again, by repenting, confessing it, giving it to God. Because Lord said He'll throw it in the sea of forgiveness. Cleanse your soul and your mind, and open up and say, Lord, here am I. so many times we're so prone to say things like, God, I need, God, make a way, God, give, 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 give. What are you giving to God? Why would he?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he open the door for you? What are you giving to him? What have you presented to him? Have you been thanking God? Have you been worshiping him?
Mm.
Have you just been praising our God? See, Joshua was the one that praised God. He said in the very beginning, he said, as for me and my house, we're going to praise the Lord. But don't think that the things you don't go through, as Joshua went through, don't think that they're not real. They're very real. They are. But if you look in the very first chapter of Joshua, the Lord kept telling Joshua, be strong and courageous. So I'm telling you, be strong in the Lord. Be courageous in his word. Stand on his word. Yes, I know what it may look like, and I know what it may seem like, but you stand in everything you do. You stand, and you trust God. And then you can overcome. Praise God. You can overcome. You can overcome in faith in God, the one that will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. Then you can know that you're clean, you're free, you're forgiven, praise God, that your burden is lifted and the way is made, because this is what God has already said and already done. One thing about God's word, we have to remember that when God speaks it, it's already done, praise God. When God speaks it, it's already done. When God said, when God said go, the way is made. When God said give, he's already supplied. When God said you're going to come out, all you have to do is walk out. I'm not saying that you won't have a valley, but on the other end of that valley, there's a meadow, praise God. There is whatever it is you need for the Lord. It's right there. But you have to have the faith to believe. We overcome by the words of our testimony. That's why it's so important. Be around people. Surround yourself with people that will encourage you, that will remind you of what thus says the Lord, that will not remind you on what we see, but on what God said. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Can we get a big amen and a resounding round of applause and a very big thank you to our guest from the View of the Kingdom, Ms. Stephanie Jordan. Let's give her a round of applause. Overcoming by faith. Yes. We come this far by faith. We can do it by ourselves. If God's going to bring you to it, he will definitely bring you through.
Bring us through.
And we do have some listeners on the line that I'm going to bring on and let them, you know, speak to you, as you know, so that you know how you, you know, well, we already know how you did, but, you know, it's just good to hear from the listening audience and how it, your message, you know, impacted them. So first of all, we have Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima. You out there, Reverend Williamson?
I was in route, but praise the Lord. Thank God for the challenge today, overcoming by faith. There's no other way that we can get victory, overcome hindrance, obstacles, unless we believe what God's word says. So I thank God for the encouragement. I thank God for the challenge. Just keep on holding on, keep on trusting, keep putting whatever in God's hand because he is faithful to do just what he says he would do. And he's not a liar. He don't give his word and go back. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful that I know that I know that when all else fails, hallelujah, there's an answer, there's a remedy, there's instruction, there's a way out of no way in the word of God. So thank you. God bless you for bringing the word today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then we have Reverend Ron, who brought the View of the Kingdom to Let's Do a Radio. Reverend Ron, you have anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I'd like to say that that was a mind purging, that was a conscious purging message. If you listen to the message, the message was a renewal. It was a renewal and purged the conscience, you know, because faith, confidence in your God, faith is your confidence in your God. And she explained it, how that, you know, Joshua had great confidence in God because they walked around, after God told them what to do, they done it. But they relied, their reliance and their confidence was totally in God, and faith is confidence in our God, and that was the way she explained it. It was was very beautiful. It was very unique, and like I say, it was a conscious purging message. And when you can hear a message that purges your conscience, then it gets you ready for life tasks and life challenges. So again, thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that. What I call conscious purging message, and heart. It's a, and that's a heart. That's a heart. That's a heart renewal as well. You know? Renew the right spirit within your heart. That was a good message.
Yes. And as I felt like Jericho or the walls coming down, because there's this house that I'm trying to get. And so I walked from where I live right now. I walked to that house, around that house six times. And then walked back. And so that was like 18 miles. That was just one day. And so I can imagine for the 6 days that they did what they had to do. I don't know how many miles it was or how big Jericho was, but shoot, if, like I said earlier, if God's going to bring you to it, he will definitely bring you through it. Because, you know, if you listen to what he has to say and do what he wants you to do, you don't have nothing to worry about. You know, you don't have nothing to worry. You just have to lay in God's hands, and he does all the work. He does all the work. He just wants you to have the faith to be one of his children and to do it. Because he doesn't ask you to do, to die on the cross, you know. He doesn't ask you to ask you simple things, just simple things. Simple things, simplistic things, things that people, we as humans, can handle. He's not trying to tell you to roll the rock away. He's not trying to tell you to do crazy things. Just listen to his voice and just walk around. Walk around Jericho. Go to the water. Get some fish. There's coins in the fish. Just do the little simple things. You know, walk down here. I'll part the water for you. Just walk. Just follow me, and I will lead you and guide you. No, I'm not trying to preach. I'm just trying to tell the people. It ain't that deep, people. You know. As Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, as Miss Stephanie said. You don't see it. You just have to believe. You know, for through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen are not made of things which do not appear. Like I said, if he's going to bring you to it, he's not going to just bring you there. He just leave you there. He's going to bring you through it because he knows you are human. So I just really appreciate this, you know, as Reverend Ron says, the purging, you know, he has some eloquent words, as I always tell him when he speaks, because you never know what he's going to say, but he says it so eloquently. And thank you, Miss Stephanie, because I may have to have you on Sunday come and speak these words, preach these words, what have you, because they are... They're just, you know, they're so easy, you know, understandable.
Yeah.
You know, they're just easy to, you know, a child could understand what you're saying, you know, and they want to give their life to God because it's just, you do it so simply, you know, that's all I got to say about that. But we just thank you for bringing the word today, if that's what you want to say. Overcoming by faith, and I hope people are listening and they click on this and listen again and again and share, you know, because that's what Let's Do It Radio is about, going out there listening. If you miss it tonight, you can always go back and listen to the episodes, you know, by going to blogtalkradio.com under Let's Do It Radio, and you can see all these things. She's got some wonderful topics out there. Wonderful topics. I just appreciate Reverend Ron bringing her, and she gives a different perspective on the Bible and being brought up by the Bible, through the Bible, from the Bible, within the Bible. So thank you.
That's all I got to say. Do you have any other words, Ms. Stephanie? As I ramble on.
Oh, praise God. I'm just listening. I'm enjoying you. I'm enjoying you.
Oh. I ramble. I do. I'm sorry. I ramble. But it's just because it's just, I'm just glad I'm able to have this avenue, venue, whatever you want to call the radio, so that people can listen and maybe, you know, you speak to them so that they can understand. It's not that deep. It really isn't. It's not that hard. God is not a hard person to understand. Very simple. And the way that it's brought by, we have pastors, preachers, ministers, prophetess, prophets, and, you know, people of all different types and different levels who bring us these words, and they may have different ways of bringing them, but once they bring them, it's so easy to understand. So easy to understand. But thank you, thank you, thank you. And so I want you all to open up your homes again next week as she comes to us again next week, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday, same time, same, as they say, same bat channel. And she brings the various episodes. And as we would say in church, these are the announcements. On Sunday, August the 14th, that's your second Sunday, Pastor B with a time to decree will come from out of Little Rock, Arkansas, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And then I will be on August the 16th, Tuesday, Miss Inez Says, let's talk about it. And one of our listeners wanted to hear about relationships. Why do they fail? So y'all tune in, 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985. At 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to talk about that. This last Tuesday, we had a nice panel of men as wanted, real men, and we've had people come back and listen to that episode as well. And people said, did you have some real men? I said, yeah, we had some real men listening and real men talking. Y'all need to come and join us so y'all can, speak what's on your mind. And then again, next Wednesday, we have Bible study with Reverend Ronnie Marshall out of Little Rock, who's on the line right now, and that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, again, Stephanie Jordan, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Views of the Kingdom, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to keep on repeating this so y'all get almost like zombies. Okay, we have this on Thursdays, we have this on Wednesdays, because basically we have the same schedule. And then we have Reverend Williamson is on the line, and she'll be with us on the third Sunday service, and she's out of Yakima, and that's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And as well, we have support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away From God album, and you can support him through iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, any and all music media. And you know what? He's coming out with another album around Christmas. Christmas. I don't know if it's a Christmas. Is it going to be a Christmas album, Reverend? Or is it just going to come out around Christmas?
It's going to come out around Christmas. It'll be some songs going to fit for Christmas, but then it'll be for the...
Okay.
I usually do for the spring, the upcoming year. I usually do it late
okay.
in the year, like December. So, but it'll be some songs on there that, will relate to Jesus and his birth,
Don't all your music relate to Jesus, to God?
All of it, every bit of it.
All right. So every day is Christmas on your album. So it doesn't matter what album you come out with. It's all about Christ, and it's all
Amen.
Christmas related. So, everything that he has that he comes out with is good. And so go out and support him. And we have a save the date, or save two dates, actually, November 12th and 13th with the Women on Fire Conference, brought to you by the Raw Power Ministry, and that is in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, the same area that Miss Stephanie is out of. And so we want you to go and listen to the Women on Fire Conference. But you know what? Men, they're going to have some men at this conference as well, so just don't think it's just for the women. So you got to support your women, and that's 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on both those days. So those are the announcements for today. So if you want to keep Let's Do a Radio on the air, you can donate to $ANAISEVALCOUR or through Venmo at the @ MZ-INEZ or through Zelle if you know my telephone number. Or If you want to be a sponsor of Let's Do It Radio, you know what? You can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Again, that's letsdoitradio@gmail.com if you want to sponsor Let's Do It Radio, which would be wonderful. And maybe you might have a topic. You can talk about it. Again, you can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And don't forget to share. The only way to get this out to everybody is through your social media platforms, talking on the telephone, you know, any platform, any way that you talk about, hey, Miss Inez is going to be speaking on Tuesday, join her. Miss Stephanie is going to be speaking on Thursday, join her. Reverend Ron's going to be doing Bible study on Wednesday, join him. Third Sunday is Reverend Carolyn Williamson, join her. So the more you talk about this station, the more people will come on, and the more listeners you have, and the more people will come and, you know, come to Christ, you know, because we got some good stuff. So do we have any words from our listeners out there? Any more words before we close out?
Yes, I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
I like to challenge everyone because Sister Inez do keep us on the platform, working behind the scenes, keep the music rolling, and keep this wonderful platform available for us, that we might be able to preach the gospel without having to get on an airplane to fly to Egypt. All we got to do is get on the radio, and we go. And it's a blessing that we don't have to. I can be here in Arkansas, and I can minister to all my friends out in Northwest Pacific. You know, I got a lot of friends out there. They hear me now. Whereas I used to have to come out there and preach. Now they can just flip on the fourth Sunday. All of my friends, the Westbrooks, the Smiths, and all of those people out there that I know and I preach for all out through Northwest Pacific, they can now hear me out there. Bishop Hopkins and all of those people, Hardy, they can now hear me. And I'm grateful for that. And then the people that I know of Idaho, people that I know, California, just all over, they can hear me now in a way that, you know, I used to have to go there. But what I'm saying, the blessing part is I don't have to leave home. I can go from the bedroom to the front room, and boom, I'm out there in their house. So I thank God for that.
Amen.
So I think when we got that kind of access, then we have to show, as Sister Stephanie was saying, we have to do the work too. You know what I'm saying? You know, we just can't talk it. We literally have to do it. And how do we be best supporters to one another in a ministry like that is through our money, through our finances. Yeah, everybody's not going to be able to give what everybody gives, but whatever you give, it will be a blessing. You know what I mean? So I'm challenging everybody tonight. I'm gonna throw $100 into the radio. If you all can follow me or how close you can, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Sister Inez, for being so willing for God to use you in this capacity. And we thank God for you. Right?
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for always being there in the back room, back door, wherever. You always, you know, come on, you know, and give a nice word, particularly on these weekdays. You know, we just have a joke on that. But we thank Reverend Marshall for being here as a support beam for the shows and stuff. Basically kind of being a sponsor actually for the radio. So I appreciate him and everybody else out there in radio land who supports us. And if we don't have anything else, I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Falco Designs on Facebook and on Instagram. And in the world we live today, if you're going to be anything, be kind. And if you're in the room with somebody, turn to that person and just smile. It's Free Smile Thursday, so I know I put a smile on everybody's face. I can see everybody's cheeks just rising to their faces and making themselves feel better. So we're going to put it back in Stephanie Jordan's hand for her to lead us out in prayer as we bow our heads, and it's in her hands to lead us out in prayer. Sister Stephanie?
Amen.
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 Praise God, Lord God. We just thank you for today. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Father God, we lift up everyone on this phone line, Father God. Whatever they're going through, Lord God, let them continue to trust and believe your word. Let them lean not to their own understanding. Lord God, give us a heart after your heart, Lord God, so that we will humble ourselves and obey you in everything, in all things.
Thank you.
And Lord God, that our faith will continue to grow. We love you and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As I said again, thanks to each and every one of you and to our worldwide listening audience for joining us. I mean, we got Africa, we got France, we got Colombia, we got Brazil, we got Mexico, we got Spain, we got all those places, China, India. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to us throughout the week and for joining us through Skype and however you join us. And if you want to join us in the chat room, that is as well. So thank you again as we close out today. And, you know, be kind to one another, as I said earlier, because you never know, you know, who you may be kind to and what they may do for you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. As we sign off, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen again. Thank you.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.